This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Backing down after days of huge street protests, Hong Kong chief executive Carrie Lam said that she would indefinitely suspend a bill that would allow extraditions to mainland. She had vowed to ensure the bill's approval and tried to get it passed on an unusually short timeline, even as hundreds of thousands demonstrated against it. Rohingya Muslims who sought refuge in India after genocidal attacks in Myanmar, fueled by social media on Facebook, are being hounded in India by right-wing Hindus now, and again on Facebook and WhatsApp, demonstrating Facebook's failure to stop anti-Rohingya hate speech on its platform, as the company's chief executive, Mark Zuckerberg, promised to do last year. Ghana's new president delivered on a promise to make high school free in the country. Attendance has soared from 67 to 83% of eligible students and from 308,000 students in 2016 to 430,000 now. Students are attending in shifts as more schools are built, teachers hired, and materials obtained. In 2018, Sierra Leone also introduced high school for free for 1.1 million students. Some women who won $8 billion in the pelvic mesh case are suing their lawyers. In New Jersey, a suit contends that the 40% fee a group of law firms charged after 1,400 clients violated state law, which caps fees in personal injury lawsuits at about 33%. In Houston, a suit alleges that another group of firms took on so many cases that they missed filing deadlines for hundreds of women. The UAW lost a close vote at the Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The vote was 833 to 776 against unionizing, according to a preliminary tally released by the company. The election was the second in 5 years at the Chattanooga plant, where employees rejected a 2014 bid by the UAW, 712 to 626. Impossible Foods of Redwood City, California makes the GMO-engineered 100% plant-based burger now in 9,000 locations. Its surprising popularity has disrupted supply chains at Red Robin and White Castle and increased revenue for the company by 50%. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.